This is Andrew for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Leslie from KiddyRail, who has invented a handrail system for children. Leslie, why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Andrew, thank you very much for coming and visiting my stand. The handrail is a height-adjustable handrail. At present, all stairs and banisters are designed for adults only. There's no provision made for small children. The handrail is way too high for them. It's about head or shoulder height. And it's also too fat for their little hands to grip onto. So what I've done is I've designed a handrail which has got a wall mount, which is attached either to the wall with screws, or it can be attached to the banister side with straps and adhesive tape, which will not damage the surface. It's then got a bracket that can slide down a vertical slot, and the bracket holds the stair rail, and you can set the rail at any angle so that you can. Some people have steep flight, some people have shallow flight. Also, you can set it at horizontal for landings or corridors. The rail itself will come in lengths of about a meter with a joining piece, so you can use it on long flights or short flights. It has a lot of versatility that way.
Yes, and it seems brilliantly simple.
Yes, it's low tech. It's got no electronics. You can't do anything with your mobile phone. You can't download your app. You can't move it with your iPad or anything else. But there are a huge number of children who fall down the stairs each year. In UK, it's about 58,000 children who have accidents on the stairs. 20% of them have head injuries. 26% have lacerations, hematomas, breaks, sprains, and these children are fetching up in A&E. So if this handrail can prevent some of those falls and prevent some of those visits to A&E, then it'll have served its purpose.
It certainly will. So you've obviously been part of the British Inventors project. How far along, or how have you found that, and how far are you along in terms of making this into a product that people can buy?
I was chuffed as anything to be selected as a finalist, because as I say, it's so low tech, and I'm up against people who've got all sorts of very sophisticated designs and products. At the moment, I have a product that's ready for testing, so that's the next stage. It's a production prototype. It needs to be tested. There are no standards for children's handrails because they don't exist. So we need to do some testing that's reasonable and has a rationale behind it. Once it's tested, if necessary, we may have to strengthen parts. But after that, we're ready to go into manufacture. And I hope that we'll be selling it by the end of the year.
Well, I think that's great. What sort of price point do you have in mind for this?
I'm hoping that we can get this not more than about £75 for a long flight, a 3 meter flight. Shorter flights would be proportionately less, of course, but you might need two if you've got two short flights.
Nope.
But I'm trying to keep it within most people's purse.
Yeah, no, I think that kind of price point, I don't think you'll have any trouble selling it, really.
Well, I hope not.
You know, so
I just want many people to use it, because I really do think it's a necessary product. It's a safety product.
Yeah. And from, you know, from here, the quality looks great. I mean, it looks like, you know, nice metal finishing, sturdy rail.
Yes, the rails will probably be in a strong plastic. Mm-hmm. The rail, those are the support. Mm-hmm. The rail itself will probably be in either aluminium or rolled steel, but powder coated, mm-hmm, with a nice finish. And it'll be a white, clean surface.
Well, that's always
so
useful.
So it'll stop little children putting dirty marks on the wall.
And how do you think you'll be able to cope with if you like, landings and things like that? You know, is the rail going to have to, are you going to have bends, or is it going to be flexible enough to make some changes?
No, it won't go round corners, mm-hmm, but you can just abut the landing rail at a 90 degree corner. That won't be difficult. Maybe one day we can make a curved rail.
Yeah.
To take it. It would have to be a 90 degree curve.
Yeah, it'd be quite. I can imagine it'd be difficult enough to do. If people want to know more, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, it's www.kiddyrail.co.uk. But I have mentioned on the website that it's still only in prototype stage, but it will be available later in the year.
Look, Leslie, I think it's a really innovative and nice, straightforward product. So I wish you every success.
Thank you very much. And thanks for coming by and seeing my product.